Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hi, welcome. Here's the Billboard Hot 100. These are the best songs in the whole wide world at
are they?
This moment. No, they're not.
All right, good.
But they're the ones that are selling the best, Vinny. At number 100 is Olivia Rodrigo. All I Want. I don't know. She's number 100.
Oh.
Uh-oh. I feel an obsession coming on.
Let's text Jane.
Oh, no.
It says here, Olivia Rodrigo is an American actress. She's known for her roles as Paige on the Disney Channel series Bizardvark.
Bizardvark?
Yeah.
Never even heard of it. Are you
and
familiar?
And Nini Salazar.
No. Oh, Mimi
Roberts on the Disney series High School Musical.
Oh
my goodness. She's 16 from Temecula.
From Temecula?
Whoa.
Temecula, California, Vinny.
Go Olivia Rodrigo. I'm obsessed. Let's hear this. All right.
She's from something, though. Ashley told me. She goes, oh, that girl's from a show.
Oh, Ashley, which show?
I forget what it was,
Which
though.
Show did you see her on, Ashley?
She's on the phone, but what show? Your mic's on.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's High School Musical, the musical, the series. It's on Disney Plus.
That's a new show.
Yeah.
So she's one of the characters on that. All right. Yeah. And here she is singing at number 100 this week on the Billboard Hot 100. She's a known thing.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you very much, Ashley. Now back to work. Number 10, falling from number 2 last week, is Yummy by Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starving right now.
He just wants to eat. God, man's got to eat. All right. Number 9, holding steady at number 9, is Roxanne by Arizona Zervas. Number 8 is Dance Monkey by Tones and I. Number 7 is 10,000 Hours. That's Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber. Number 6 is Someone You Love, Louis Capaldi. 36 weeks on the charts.
Wow.
Bryn, how do you feel about this song?
Oh, my God, I'm melting right now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm still obsessed. I can't believe my obsession has lasted this long.
I know. It's amazing.
Selena Gomez holds the number 5 spot, Lose You to Love Me. That's, I wonder if it's because her record sold so many that they counted this single in that, because she peaked at number 1, but she was down at number 10 last week, and now she's number 5. Mm. Number 4, holding steady, is Memories, Maroon 5. Post Malone's number 3 with Circles, that's also holding steady. Oh.
We're going to see a lot of action with the Grammys this weekend, huh?
We are, yeah. Are they Sunday night?
Yeah. Our boss is down there.
Yeah. There's a lot happening, leaving the TV specials and everything else.
Michael's down there? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, I think he sent an email. He's doing some Grammy stuff.
Oh, so he won't be at our meeting today.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh. Can't wait for that meeting.
What's going to happen in the meeting today, guys?
Well, I'm going to give a lengthy speech.
Oh, you what?
So, oh, yeah.
Well, I have a list of questions. How about you guys?
Yeah.
I have a ton of questions, yeah.
Yeah. I hear you're going to be appearing as Garcia.
Oh, I'm Garcia Miguel!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh. Wow.
Vinny, we're all going to be people.
We're all going to be people.
You know how some of our colleagues go, I'm Casey Miaz. Like, okay, we all know.
Yeah, we know who you are. We all work here.
So, Vinny,
this is a press conference.
I'm going to go, I'm Garcia Miguel!
What?
And I have a question.
Hey, Frank Somerville, KTV.
Yeah.
Dennis Richmond.
No, Vinny, didn't the last meeting we went to, Vinny goes, Vinny, Alice.
Well, I mean, it seemed like the way you had to introduce yourself.
Right.
So dumb.
You can find me on radio.com as
well.
Yeah. Yeah, right? It's an app. It's free.
Right, right, yeah.
An intercom product.
Oh,
if you're not aware,
yeah.
radio.com.
Yeah, I have a question for you. My favorite future featuring Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Debuting at number 2, Life is Good. And number one, holding steady 2 weeks in a row, Roddy Ricch, The Box. Actually, maybe more than 2 weeks. I know it was number one last week, but I don't remember the week before. Is The Box what I think it is? I had to put a steak in the box. I had to lick the box. I mean, is that what he just said?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Seems like The Box is exactly what I think it is.
An area of...
Yeah.
For somebody?
Is that... Well, you're the one who's listened to the whole song. Like, well, no, do you get the feeling that The Box is what I'm talking about?
Yeah, metaphors can be like watermelon sugar. What does that mean?
Well, not everybody knows what that
means.
Oh, God, the sunrise is gorgeous right now. Squirrel! Squirrel! Something shiny.
What is happening here this morning?
God knows.
Weather like this.
I'm excited for the meetings. What's happening?
Yeah, oh my God, I can't wait.
I am not sitting with you people.
BS.
I'm
going
to sit closest to the door, the closest to the elevator I can get. Oh. I have a plan.
You sound like Vinny.
Yeah, I am sitting next to somebody because that's my spot.
I'll fight you for that spot. I'm going to move that chair
closest to the elevator and the door. That's my seat.
I'm going to be the first one out.
For a couple days now, I've been hearing some of this, and it's not good news. Mm. And as it turns out, it's actually a pretty sad story because TMZ got some video that made
it
even sadder.
Oh, no. It's bad?
Well, I mean, it's not that bad. Like, no one died or anything. Mm. So Aerosmith's been around forever. Like, forever. In the 70s, they, you know, were cranking out the hits.
I wasn't a fan, and I know that you have been since the beginning, right? Yeah. They're a Boston band. And
I love Aerosmith. I actually don't like anything that happened, you know, like, I think Permanent Vacation was sort of their comeback record, mm-hmm. and that record sucks. Like, I like old, like, I like Dream On, and I like, you know, no
You don't
mo,
like
no
Love
mo.
In an Elevator.
No, nope. Dude Looks Like a Lady? No, thanks.
You don't like Dude Looks Like a Lady?
How about Sweet Emotion?
Yeah, Sweet Emotion, sure.
You don't like Angel?
No. Nope. I like the old rockin' first couple records in the band. Everything on Toys in the Attic. Play No More, No More. My big 10-inch. Come on. That's great. Record. That's what he's talking about.
I'm trying to think.
Brittany, play a good song by them. Yeah, crank this up. No more, no more. No more, no more. Keep it going, yeah. So the guy playing drums right there is Joey Kramer. So Joey Kramer has been, he's the guy. He's their drummer.
Is it possible that Permanent Vacation came out in 87?
Mm. It's later. It's a later record. They had a couple bummer records in the 80s, though. That one, though, it was like their comeback
record.
So
this one has... Dude Looks Like a Lady.
I think it's Love in the Elevator.
Angel.
You're my Yeah, no thanks. I'm not into that. I like old.
I like the video of that, though.
Baby, I'm a dreamer.
So lovely.
Pump was 89.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. I just told you I hate this song.
But I like it.
Play the old. Play Toys in the Attic. Toys. 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 All right, whatever. I give up. I already gave up on them. So anyway, listen, let me tell you the GD story here.
Oh, all right.
So Joey Kramer is their drummer. He has been, you know, million world tours, and they've just been together forever.
Joey from back in Boston.
Sure, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they're from New Hampshire. I don't know. He just sued the band.
Well, I'd sue him, too.
He's accusing them of blocking him from their gig at the Grammys this weekend. Aerosmith.
Is he fired?
It seems that he is fired. He's not officially fired. They just said, dude, you can't. It's really sad. They're like, you can't drum anymore. You had plenty of time to rehearse. They're like, you're not going to tour with us anymore. You're not playing at the Grammys. You can still make appearances with us. You're part of the band. You can go to the Music Cares thing. There's all these things. You can go make an appearance. But you can't drum anymore.
And he's physically?
Apparently. They're just like, you're not up to snuff. You're not pulling it anymore. So, and I gotta say, these guys are old. Like, I don't know how old.
Joey's 69.
He's a 70-year-old dude, you know?
They all are.
I know.
But
the rest of them are still pulling it. And apparently, so I don't know the whole backstory.
People in bands know. So these guys would know if their drummer isn't keeping up.
Like, dude, you're not pulling it. And he's not rehearsing. Like, he's had all this time, apparently, because they actually went to court, and the judge was like, no, I'm not I'm not going to say you have to play. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, you had all this rehearsal time, and they're telling me you didn't do it. Like, I can't make this decision. It's like, it seems like a band thing.
Bands are weird because it is a business, but and clearly record companies have the, I don't know, boilerplate contracts that sort of put them together as a group, but people get thrown out, or in some cases, it's a friendly... Remember the guitar player from Slayer?
Mm-hmm.
You told us this story. He was like bit by a spider and lost use of one of his arms.
Yeah.
And ended up not able to play the songs. And never even rejoined the band because he wasn't
able to.
And it was in part because he had a drinking problem, but also because he'd gotten this bite that he never got fixed. And it caused his arm, I don't know, some kind of infection.
So they're saying here, sources close to Aerosmith say that Kramer was given multiple...
Harry Ray King, Vinny.
Oh, the dude from Slayer?
Yeah.
Kramer was given multiple opportunities to rejoin the group over the last several months, but he always backed out. He finally... darn it, here, I skips to the judge thing. Damn. I hate the way TMZ writes stories.
Well, like,
I always lose the thread because they write it upside down.
Go down to the bottom, probably.
I know, but I'm not sure I have the right thing. Anyway, this judge says, Joey didn't make a convincing enough case for playing with bandmates when they take the stage for Sunday's awards show and for Saturday night's Music Cares Gala. He's going to appear there, but they're not going to let him play. In the ruling, the judge agreed with Aerosmith's stance that Joey is too rusty for a live performance. The judge said, given that Kramer has not played with the band in 6 months and the dearth of available rehearsal time before the upcoming performances, he's not shown a realistic alternative course of action sufficient to protect the band's business interests.
Did he play, do you know, and you probably don't, especially with the paper all messed up like that. Did he play their Vegas residency? Remember
I
that?
Do not
that was
know
fairly
that.
Recent.
It was pretty recent. I do not know.
I wonder
it sounds
if he's...
like he didn't.
If no. he's skipping practice because he knows he can't,
right.
Is that it?
That's what it sounds like.
And he thinks he
but
can.
But now it's like, what? You can muster it up for the for this thing.
Well,
hold on.
TV, hello.
And they want him.
He
to
was
audition.
Ready to. Hold on. He suffered minor injuries in the spring of 2019, and was ready to return for the band's Vegas residency shows by fall. Instead of being welcomed back as expected, he claims he was subjected to a brand new band policy he did not approve of, where he would have to audition. To prove right. he was able to play at an appropriate level in order to regain his drummer role. He said, what? This is you guys have never done this. They're like, well, we need you to show us that you can do it.
Wow.
Well?
He says, the band asked him to perform a series of solo rehearsals against a click track, not even live with the other four guys. Basically, can you keep up with this click track? Here's how fast we want the song to be. Can you play it this fast?
Embarrassing.
I know.
It's not, though.
And they
why wouldn't you just go sit down and do it?
Because you're like, dudes, yo, I've been with you for years.
Well, but yeah, you don't sound good, though, and we want to sound good. We already look old.
All right.
There's we should at least sound good.
The Las Vegas Review Journal that says, Aerosmith drummer Joey misses Las Vegas strip show.
Yeah, they're saying he's frozen out. So anyway, here's a really sad thing. They have physically blocked him from joining them with some high, I guess they hired some security. TMZ, of course, got some video from Sunday. Joey is walking up to a building where Aerosmith is rehearsing, and security guards are out front. And can you hear any of the audio of
yeah,
them?
You
oh,
can.
Okay, here we
so
go.
So you can just describe it as it goes.
Here
he's walking
is.
Up.
He's walking up.
With his
slowly.
Bags, getting yeah. ready to
he's
practice.
He's got a really cool carry bag with studs. And he's just standing there.
Is that all right?
Wow.
They're
wow.
big and they're blocking the entrance. And they're being nice. And he's like, okay.
Well, he looks up into the sun going, wow, really? Wow.
It's so sad. He says, the band waited until January 15th to tell me they weren't letting me play at the awards ceremony. He's just sad. He's so sad.
Yeah, I get how he would feel, and I get how the band would feel,
sure.
too. We have to go play live.
And we want it to sound good.
Mm-hmm.
We need it to be really good because it's the Grammys. Oh, sadness. And I didn't get to the Jessica Simpson thing, but
tell me.
Oh, you have to.
What is it?
So she's got a new book out.
Yeah.
And she talks about her relationship with John Mayer in it. And how she was super bummed when he said she was sexual napalm.
She was bummed about that?
She was bummed.
Why?
She goes, I guess he thought that I would want to be that. They met in 05, dated for a few months.
Isn't that a compliment?
She was bummed. I remember even at the time, she was like, yeah, I'm mad. I don't want him talking about our relationship.
Oh.
She said, he'd walk into a room and pick up his guitar and you'd just swoon. I didn't really know the man behind the guitar, and that was my mission. Again and again, he told me he was obsessed with me, sexually and emotionally. I constantly worried that I wasn't smart enough for him. He was so clever and treated conversation like a friendly competition that he had to win. She said she was so afraid to disappoint him, she'd have a friend check her text messages for grammar errors. She says, my anxiety would spike and I would pour another drink. It was the start of me relying on alcohol to mask my nerves. She's blaming John Mayer. He loved me in the way that he could, and I loved that love for a very long time, too long. And I went back and forth with it for a long time, but it did control me. She says, the sexual napalm thing. He thought that was what I wanted to be called. I was floored and embarrassed that my grandmother was going to read that. A woman and how they are in bed is not something that's ever talked about. It's shocking. He was the most loyal person on the planet, and when I found out that he wasn't, that was it for me, because he cheated. I erased his number. He made it easy for me to walk away. I know that he's publicly apologized. I don't want to take that away from him. Mm. I think he knows a lot of this about me already, but he doesn't know the perspective I have as a woman. That was her in her 20s. She's different now, she says. And she goes on to talk about all kinds of stuff like a pill dependency.
Yeah, what kind of pills?
Go into it, but she said she was sexually abused as a child by the daughter of a family friend. Later in life, she turned to alcohol and pills to deal with the trauma. She's been sober since November of 2017. She says, when I finally said I needed help, it was like that little girl that found her calling in life again. I found direction, and that was to walk straight ahead with no fear. Honesty is hard, but it's the most rewarding thing we have. Getting to the other side of fear is beautiful.
So her husband has been with her through that.
Yeah.
And she had pregnancies through that.
Three of them. Don't they have three kids?
Yeah.
Or maybe only two.
I feel like there was three.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm
three.
Not really sure.
Open Book is the name of the memoir, and it's hitting stores on February.
I did watch that show.
Me too. I loved that show.
Chicken of the Sea. So is it chicken?
Oh, yeah, it says chicken.
Why would they call it chicken? Yeah. Yeah. By the sea. What's going up in the newsroom?
Looks like new rules are going to keep you from bringing your emotional support animals on planes.
Whoa.
And more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.